Exclusive, Donald Trump, when America is great again. We will have a much more peaceful nation and a peaceful world. By Matthew Boyle on August 7, 2025. Maidens, South Ayrshire, Scotland. President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively last week here that when he finishes the objective of making America great again, he will leave behind a much more peaceful nation and a more peaceful world. A much more peaceful nation in itself, and also a peaceful world. Trump said when asked what the nation and the world will look like when he succeeds and America is great again. I think people are going to do much better on trade. They're going to make a lot more money, they're going to make product, they're going to have jobs. There's nothing like a job. A job is the greatest symbol of peace. We're going to have a nation that's going to be much more unified. I think a lot of these crazy people just don't know. The woke, I've ended. They can't do it. It's actually virtually illegal, you can't do it. We don't have a woke military anymore. We don't have a woke anything anymore. I think our nation is going to come together. I also think the world is going to come together. These trade deals are so incredible for the world, for peace. We don't talk about that, we talk about how we do, how they do. But what's really happening is, it's world peace. Really, it's having a tremendous, something has happened over the last few months in particular where so many countries that were going to war are coming to peace through me. It's having a great impact on everybody, everybody that's watching. I think we're going to have a much more peaceful world and a much more successful world. Trump's comments came at the very end of a lengthy on-camera interview with Breitbart News at his luxurious seaside golf resort Turnberry here in southwestern Scotland last Monday. While in Scotland, Trump had succeeded in negotiating the biggest trade deal in world history between the United States and the European Union while also negotiating an immediate unconditional ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia. Previously published parts of the interview showcase Trump's deal-making abilities and his views on China, as well as his definition of the word panicking and his thoughts on the economic implications of artificial intelligence, AI. Now, this release is the full interview and includes those clips as well as the rest of unaired parts of the Trump interview with Breitbart News in Scotland. Trump had previously before this interview also negotiated an end to the decades-long war between Rwanda and Congo. Both nations have joined many others in calling for Trump to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Cambodia has also nominated Trump for the prize. And Trump's role in stopping other wars, such as between Israel and Iran, Pakistan and India, Serbia and Kosovo, and Egypt and Ethiopia, as well as his work on the Abraham Accords in the first term, has led to many questioning why he has not yet won a Nobel Peace Prize. Compared with former President Barack Obama, who was bestowed the award for essentially nothing, Trump has done so much more. Asked why he thinks they have snubbed him on the prize, Trump did not even address that but argued he fights for peace because he cares about saving lives. Reports are emerging now that he is about to succeed in negotiating a deal between Armenia and Azerbaijan, which may be rolled out Friday at the White House. "I love doing this because I save lives," Trump told Breitbart News. "I don't know too much about the Congo or Rwanda. I do know they've been in a 30-year war where more than 7, maybe even 8 million people have been killed. Many people are being killed on a daily basis. I was able to get them, they were great people. They came to the White House back and forth and we ended the war. It's a great feeling. So we just did it again with today's announcement. Then we have India-Pakistan, that could have been a nuclear war. And Serbia, Kosovo, Egypt, as you know. Their next-door neighbor built a little dam that keeps the water away from the Nile. That's a tough situation, but we're involved in that, keeping that down to a minor roar. I do that, and, I do it, to a certain extent. There's respect and I know many of these leaders. I use trade to do it. If they want to fight a war, that helped with India and Pakistan. They want to trade with us and in the meantime they're killing each other. That could have been nuclear. We did it there, and we did the Abraham Accords. The Abraham Accords were a big deal. But we've done it with a lot. I don't know. People say lots of things about wars, and there's never been anybody that settles more wars. I've settled 6 wars in 6 months. Think about it. These are major wars, these are wars where thousands of people are going to be absolutely killed. It's terrible." Moments after Trump's interview with Breitbart News, he hosted British Prime Minister Keir Starmer for a bilateral meeting and press availability. During the interview, Breitbart News asked Trump about the USUK. Trade deal, Trump's first this year that has set off an avalanche of other deals. And he praised Starmer's negotiation skills in getting that. He did a good job, Trump said of his British counterpart. Trump also praised the US-UK relationship as long and storied. It's the longest relationship, Trump said. We've had a great relationship, once we broke free. There was a little conflict at one point. But it's been just a very powerful relationship. I think if there were a war, I think they'd maybe be the first to say, we want to help the United States. It's a very strong bond. Trump also said that despite Starmer's liberal personal politics, he gets along famously with the British leader, who earlier this year offered Trump a formal invitation for a state visit. A historic second one for Trump, since his terms in the White House were non-consecutive and there is now a new monarch in the UK as well, which will happen in September. He's a liberal person, which is okay. I deal with liberal press, I deal with everybody, Trump said. But we have a very good relationship. He's a high-quality person. He is very high-quality. We've established a good relationship and we got a deal done. Don't forget they've been trying to do that deal for 20 years and we got it done. We have the most unbelievable deals done. This country, our country, is just booming because of this and the factories are going up because of the tariffs. They're trying to avoid tariffs so they're building car factories all over the United States. The AI is going to be bigger than anything and we are leading in AI by a lot. And making it possible for us to compete and thrive. One of the things I'm doing, they need tremendous amounts of electricity. I don't know if you know this. Just for that industry they need more electricity than we produce right now for the whole country. How do you do that? So what I'm doing, and they have massive amounts of money. The companies that want to do this, is I'm letting them build their own electric plants. In other words, instead of going into a 100-year-old grid that's falling apart, the electric grid, I'm letting them build their own power plants so every time they put up one of these data centers or whatever they're putting up, I'm letting them build a power plant so they can create their own power. That's never happened before. Usually they had it created someplace else by government and then sold. Or some private companies, and if they have created excess capacity that goes back into the grid. So the rest of our society is going to end up getting a lot of very good and very low-priced electricity. This is starting right now. Factories are going up, and they are building their own electric plants. It will be fired by gas or oil, it won't be fired by the wind because wind doesn't work. It's a disaster. It's a great con job. It's the worst electricity. But it will be fired by possibly nuclear, possibly by beautiful clean coal. But they have a lot of options and it's going to be great. So they're creating their own electricity. Trump also during the course of the interview celebrated his administration's significant successes on the border, which saw zero new illegal migrants cross in June. Zero. Did you ever think that was possible? Trump said, adding that his predecessor, Democrat President Joe Biden, was the worst president in United States history. One of the reasons I won in such a landslide, I thought, was the border. They had big inflation, Biden was the worst president we've ever had, without question. I won't ask you because I'm not supposed to say, but I'm sure inwardly you agree it can't get worse than this guy. After Breitbart News agreed with him that Biden was the worst president the nation has ever had, Trump continued by explaining what he did to secure the border, emphasizing his appointments of Kristi Noem as Secretary of Homeland Security and Tom Homan as White House border czar. He, Biden, was the worst, thank you, because most reporters say, it's not my place to say, I'm a reporter. But you'll say it, good, because you're smart, Trump said. But he's the worst president we've ever had. It turns out he didn't even sign most of the things. That whole lot open, it's a tremendous problem for them. It's a great embarrassment. It's a scandal. It's a massive scandal. Let's see what happens. But he was the worst. He was the worst on the border. He was the worst on inflation, the worst inflation we've ever had and the worst border. It's really the reason that I ran. I saw how well we did in 2020 and obviously great in 2016. We did much better in 2020 than we did in 2016. Because of that, I said, well, I'm going to run, because of what they were doing. They were doing open borders. I put up hundreds of miles of wall. There were little sections that had to be completed. We had to get trucks out and different things, and even legal reasons that you couldn't build on it and we got those permits. It would have taken 3 weeks. We could have sealed up those little areas, and they didn't want to do it. I said, You know, they want open borders. They actually want open borders. I came in. I hired Christy Nome, who's been great, I put her in. Then we got Tom, as you know, Tom Homan, who's phenomenal. There's nobody like this guy. Where are you going to find somebody like that? They're going to make a movie and nobody else could play his role. Who could play his role? There's no actor in Hollywood who could play his role. He's a tough, smart guy and he has got a tremendous heart. I know him very well. He's one of the nicest people, but he's a rough guy, he wants to get things done. They did a phenomenal job. It was actually announced, we had millions of people pouring in last month, meaning the month of June, we had zero. The people who make up those numbers are radical left lunatics. They are radical left people who do these charts, and they said we had no people. Zero. I'm not even sure I can believe that because it's such a big border and you'd think a couple people would get in. But no, we had actually none for the month of June. They will tell you that, but that's what they say. We've done an amazing job on the border and now we have to do an amazing job on getting killers, murderers, the mentally insane, deported. You know, we've taken people from mental institutions where countries have emptied out their mental institutions and their jails. Venezuela has been very tough lately. They're sending a lot of people into our country. We're rebuffing them, but a lot of people are coming. Whatever is going on with Venezuela, the Trenta Aragua gang members, they're constantly trying to get into our country. Drugs are coming with them and everything else. We're having a very hard time. Venezuela is giving us a very hard time. It's very interesting. It seems to be a spot that doesn't heal. But we're keeping them out, we've done an amazing job. Trump was also amazed at how many world leaders like Starmer, who despite being a liberal from the Labour Party here in the UK has emphasized cracking down on migration, even going so far as earlier this year to call for any migrants who enter to be able to speak English, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who has emphasized Europe should get to decide who is admitted into its borders, not other places, have followed his lead on immigration. It's destroying their countries, Trump said when asked for his thoughts on why. Even John Kerry, the former Secretary of State and 2004 Democrat nominee for President of the United States, has admitted Trump was right on immigration. Trump was shocked when he read the quote from Kerry, and then commented, "That's a big concession." Despite these world leaders and previous Democrat luminaries like Kerry admitting that Trump was correct on this issue and following the current president's lead on it, Democrats currently in elected office in the United States, governors, senators, and representatives, still simply cannot bring themselves to the side of sanity on immigration. Asked about this, Trump said it is amazing and also pointed to the transgender issue as another place where the increasingly radical and polarizing Democrats simply cannot help themselves. It's amazing. Like men in women's sports, I saw yesterday someone who was fighting a Democrat who I've seen around a little bit fighting on one of the shows so hard for men being in women's sports, Trump said. I say, what are they doing? Then they say it's an 80-20 issue. I say it's a 97-3 issue and nobody is able to find the three. It's not an 80-20, but they fight for it just like they did before the election. I love that issue because you can't lose that issue, men playing in women's sports. Transgender for everybody. Open borders. They want open borders. They want to go back to open borders. They were fighting this morning for open borders on television. We want everybody to be able to come in. They don't say that many of the people, don't forget these countries are very smart, and street smart. They're not sending their best. They are sending their worst. They are sending people from jails and gangs and drug dealers, they're sending all of these people. You see those cartels, I remember CNN was doing interviews of the people coming in through the cartels. They had this nice young innocent female reporter and she said, "And where do you come from?" He said, "A country, and where are you in jail?" "Yeah." "For what?" "Murder." The immediate, the camera guy, he was a murderer. He said he was up for murder. It was one of those things. It sort of, to me, was a classic moment on television. But this is what we have. They're sending murderers, 11,888 murderers, most of which committed more than one murder. These people are in our country and we have to get them out. We are doing that.